This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, South by Southwest Music. I am here with Feline, friend of the podcast, friend of mine, and just all around awesome person. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing really great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking time out of your South by Southwest to kind of just catch up and chat, man. I had you on the podcast on our live stream, the really structured Sunday night thing, a few weeks back, maybe a month or two ago, end of 15, early 16, somewhere in there. And it's kind of cool to just be able to like catch up with you again so quickly. But in between then and now, like, I would run into you out around the city at shows and stuff like that. So it's been really cool to just, like, you know, connect with you and then see you all over the city, man. I'm really glad we've gotten to start talking.
Yeah, me too. It's awesome. Between the time that we talked and now, it seems like it's been such a short amount of time, but so much has happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, like, halfway through this South by Southwest tour at this point. So that's happened, and, like, even before that, I was, like, recording a little bit, prepping a single.
Yeah.
I don't know. Busy times is what it feels like right now.
Well, let's break some of that down. So we're at South By. Am I misremembering, or are you an official South By Southwest artist this year? Is that the case?
It's true. It's true. I am an official South By Southwest artist, which is so amazing. This is my first time ever doing South By Southwest. The other time that I've been to Austin was through was when I played Stargazer Fest in October. And that's kind of how, that community is so amazing. The Stargazer Fest organizers and all of the people that run that festival. And they kind of added me onto their bill here for South by Southwest, which they're throwing on the 19th. And it just happened to be an official showcase. And so they kind of just were like, come with us and be official.
That's amazing, man. That's like a huge kind of like notch in your cap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so great. I mean, it's crazy because even the first time that I came to Austin, that support was just right there from the start. I mean, even though it's kind of a smaller festival, the Stargazer Fest was just so amazing. The energy there, the crowd there was amazing. The other artists there were so amazing. It's just kind of the perfect fit for me. And I'm just so lucky to have them as a community here. It's awesome.
So when you're coming down for a show like this, do you have your full, elaborate, like, theatrical setup, or are you doing something a little more stripped down?
So I did think about stripping down my gear, specifically because I've heard so many horror stories about, you know, lugging down the gear like 10 blocks, sweating, you know.
I have seen those artists where they're like lugging their amps down 6th Street in like 95 degree heat. They do not look like they're having the best time of their lives.
I know. And so, I mean, I didn't do as much stripping down as I thought I would, and mainly because it's not the same. I mean, I still want to have that physicality and that like motion of playing the guitar and like putting my hands on the synth every now and then. So my setup is pretty minimal, but I really wasn't able to find a way that, you know, to strip it down to like a backpack style sort of carry on. Just because right now it still feels, I'm still really enjoying that setup. But other than that, I mean, I guess through this tour, I've been saving my, like, big, elaborate stuff for South by Southwest. So this is the time where I'll whip out, like, a cool, like, clear spaghetti, like, macrame alien suit, you know, that my friend Noelle has made for me, you know? And, like, so the outfits get a little bit more intricate. I have some visuals with me that I'll be putting up at the North Door on the 19th. So, yeah, I mean, it is portable, the setup that I have. But, you know, on the shows that we've hit so far, I haven't really... the atmosphere hasn't been appropriate to bring out all of that stuff. So I'm excited for these South by Southwest shows where I can really...
So you're just going for broke down here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, doing it all.
I love it.
Go big or go home.
Absolutely. And so, and you mentioned that you're working on new music. Did you say that? You did say that, yeah. Yeah.
It's true, it's true. Yeah, I have been working on this single, and it's finally finished, it's recorded, and I'm kind of just waiting till I get back from this tour to finish up some album art and do all that, you know, business side of it to get it on all the outlets. But yeah, that'll be coming up soon. The it's called Vision, that's the single. Other than that, I'm still in the works of finishing up some songs, writing some new songs for the debut LP, which is kind of, you know, it's like in my head there's a time which I would like it to be available to the public by, but at the same time, I just, since it'll be my first one, it's really my baby, and I just want to craft it and, you know, be as proud of it as possible.
So no reason to rush it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I'd rather put out a body of work that I'm really proud of and feel like represents what I'm doing and what I want to be doing, you know, 6 months from now. So
to me, it's like I read you as like an artist who really cares about her presentation, who cares about her execution, who cares about her delivery and her distribution, and like it's not just the music, although the music is of course like a huge part of it, but it's everything that surrounds the music. It seems like presentation is just such an important component to you.
It's true, yeah, that's absolutely true. What I've been learning though as I've been playing shows on the road that you know, aren't necessarily big venues or don't necessarily have, you know, like a built-in crowd or people don't know who I am, you know. Although the environment and everything surrounding the music is really important to me, I've been learning to kind of really connect most and learn how to, or remember how to connect with the music as deeply as possible, because all of that outer stuff, you know, like the fog machine, the cool outfit, the good lighting, the monitors, you know, giving me my sound correctly, that isn't always there. So what's the most important, I've realized, is just to sing the songs and perform the songs for me and how in the vein that I wrote them, you know, they all mean a lot to me. And remembering that and really sticking with that is what is helping me get through those performances that don't necessarily have all of that, you know, drama or theatrics.
Which you love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do. Yeah. It's important to me. Yeah.
So something else that I've really noticed is it really feels like people are becoming very aware of you. You know, you had the show opening for, I think, Wild Bell at Metro a few months ago. You're doing the really big showing here at South by Southwest. Does it feel like your name and your music and your presence is getting out in front of more and more people right now?
Yeah, I mean, it does. There was this really funny thing that happened last night. We went to, I forget what it's called, Spider Lounge Cafe. I don't know. This really cute spot in Austin that was doing a South by Southwest showcase, of course, and the band Yacht was playing, and I was like, oh, how do I know them? And I remembered, you know, how I came to know about them, and it was through like social media. They had followed me, they like my music, I like their music, it's cool. But as I was kind of leaving, just to sit down for a moment, take a break from the show, you know, obviously crowds of people are like bombarding that stage, I checked my Twitter, which I've been trying to be really good about, like, you know, giving people updates on Twitter. And someone had tweeted, I just saw at 1-800-FELINE at the Yacht Show, and I was too scared to say hello. And
that's when you know you've made it, when people are like, oh, I can't bother them. They're too...
I know. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, this person that I've never... So I tweeted back and was like, come say hello. I don't bite, you know? And then this guy comes to say hello and is like a total fan, takes a Polaroid, asks me to sign the Polaroid. I'm like, how do you, you know, where are you from? How do you, he's like from Houston or something. And I just, who knows? I mean, I guess I should have asked, like, how exactly did you find out?
But you were probably just so taken in the moment, like, oh my gosh, this is cool.
totally. Because, like, margarita in hand, I'm like, yeah.
Well, if you're anything like me, it's like, I don't know, you're in music. Like, have you ever had that moment where, like, you meet somebody who you look up to and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't go bother so-and-so. Like, they're a big deal, you know? And, like, yeah. Now people are having that with you.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And I want to make sure that I don't, like, I don't know, like, alienate those people. Or, I mean, we're all the same, you know? And it's awesome to be, you know, to be acknowledged for what I'm doing, something that I really love. But I don't ever want to feel like I'm boasting about what I do or... Yeah.
I think you're a really, like, accessible, friendly, like, warm person.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I definitely love to keep it that way. Although, I mean, I guess it does get hard at some point, but, yeah, I think that's definitely important, like, modesty and honesty and respect.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
For the audience, yeah.
You were telling me before we turned the mic on about some adventures you got on. Or you got into on your road trip down to Austin. There were some hot tubs. There was some partying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How was the trip down here?
The trip down here was really nice. I was doing a mini tour with My Gold Mask.
Yeah.
Which,
love My Gold Mask. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's just been such a pleasure getting to know them as people, as musicians, as just, like, seasoned. Yeah. They're so amazing.
And fellow Chicagoans.
Fellow Chicagoans. Another thing. I mean, yeah, they're so amazing. And... listening to their, you know, watching their performance every night, listening to their music every night, watching them interact with their fans. It's just so amazing. They're down to earth. They're exactly what I was just talking about.
Right.
They are, you know, just people doing their thing. They happen to be really talented, but they're still down to earth, really
warm,
sweet.
Accessible people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They're a great example. And, I mean, it was just such a perfect pairing. I feel really lucky.
Whoa, dropping the mic.
Oh, that's
never
okay.
Do that. Okay. We're going to leave that in. All right. So the perfect pairing. You're feeling lucky. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel really lucky to be, I don't know, just, you know, to have that opportunity. We're playing another show. We're playing the Metro. It's like the day party, the Midwest showcase. On the 18th.
Does Metro have a party down here?
Well, yeah, I think it's sponsored by a couple people, Metro and some other...
Right on.
Some other guys, mostly from Chicago, I think. But, yeah, I mean, like I was saying, the tour down here was really nice. We stopped in places that I'd never been before. You know, we did a show in Iowa, which was really sweet. Oh, there was, like... And, again, I always get so surprised. There was another kind of, like, super fan from Iowa, you know, that, like... knew the lyrics to all the songs, and it was just so amazing. We did a show in where else? Lawrence. Then
right.
We went all the way down to 35 Denton Fest to do a show there. That was fun. It was really great. There were some really good headliners. I again played with My Gold Mask. That was the night we kind of like all partied. Yeah, I think My Gold Mask actually they kind of. We split, but we partied with some of the guys from Elliott Sumner.
Okay.
Yeah, I opened for them in Chicago, and like somehow we were just traveling down kind of in the same direction. So yeah, it was super fun. We broke into the hot tub,
yeah.
Outdoor hot tub. It was like not a big deal. There were some other Chicago folks there too. It just felt so great to have people from Chicago in Denton,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that's kind of the fun of South By. It's like,
exactly.
It's like this big group vacation with like 100 people you know. So I hope you're able to break into some hot tubs here in Austin. I know they have them.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. We're already kind of strategizing how to break into this one.
Yeah.
Up here.
There's the one up here. At, we won't name the hotel. There's a few.
I mean,
we'll get into them on...
Hotel.
Yeah. We'll get into it off the mic. What else is coming up for you this year? Anything coming up in Chicago? Like, what can people look for from you?
Yes. Let me remember. So, I hope to keep touring this year. I think already we're planning something for New York in April. I'm really aiming at getting into Pop Montreal. In the fall time. That's one of the festivals that I've been really keeping my eye out for. I think all of the music that goes through there is really just, it's kind of underground. Obviously, there are some big headliners, but that fest is just amazing. Their lineup is so good all the time. What else? I mean, yeah, I'm working on new music, working on that. Also, in the meantime, along with working on the new tunes, at the moment, I'm, like, having a little bit of a hard time, like, rethinking and restructuring this, but I'm planning a visual album, essentially.
Right.
And, yeah, but it's been hard because since, I don't know, since I feel like I'm putting a lot of time into the songs, there was an idea that I once had that I was really obsessed with and thought it would be amazing, but now my taste and thoughts on it are kind of changing. So the kind of core ideas that I had for the visual album, I think, are a little pulled apart now, so there's more work to be done on that. And so basically this summer, that's what I, what I'll be focusing on is... Yeah, kind of just, like, conceptualizing and getting all the, you know, the, getting the storyline straight, getting a good vision of what is to be said through essentially short films for the album. Yeah, and I mean, playing shows in between, that's something that I just love to do, is, like, play live. I was having a conversation the other day about, like, you know, how some bands are just recording bands. Like, they don't play out.
Right.
I don't think that's me. You know, recording is one thing, performing is another, and I definitely think I lean more towards...
You're theatrical, man. Yeah, you need to have that visual component. You need to have that engagement. Yeah. I love it. Feline, I'm so glad we got to catch up. It's been great getting to just, like, see you over the last few months, and, like, thank you for kind of, like, you know, kind of becoming a staple of the podcast lately. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I mean, it's awesome to reconnect here in Austin.
Right on, man. Let's go find, like, a hot tub or a pool.
I know. Let's do it.
All right, cool.
Challenge accepted.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.